Chell Anderson's a botanist and plant ecologist, and she joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in our woods and waters right now. Welcome, Chell.
Well, hi.
Well, summer appears to be off and running, so what's happening out there since we last talked?
What isn't happening?
Yeah, right, okay.
It's a whirlwind of happenings for sure. I'm very aware just recently how there seems to have been, maybe it's because we've had another spell of kind of dry conditions, but another big pulse of pollen.
I noticed.
Did you? Okay. So it's not just me.
No.
And it's not happening at our place yet. In a real obvious way, but I imagine other places in the county, the pine and other conifer pollens are, I'm sure, beginning to be a part of the scene. Because even at our place, when we're kind of in a cool, slower, you know, to develop flower place, that the conifer flowers are definitely out. They're not actively shedding pollen yet, but I bet in some places they are. And so,
well, if that yellow stuff on my car is what I think it is, you're right.
Yeah. And of course, there's all kinds of other things that are still shedding pollen too and blooming in profusion. Oh my gosh, along the shore, along the highway right now, the pin cherries are just
noticed. All those.
Oh,
cherry
trees. Incredible. Yeah. And then, yeah, the service berries, a lot of them already have fruits, the ones that flower the earliest. Mm-hmm. And then the choke cherries. Mm-hmm. Oh, just really a spectacle right now. And maybe I'm not recalling, but it seems like there's just a lot of blooms this year. Mm-hmm. And maybe that is in part due to our really, you know, it's the spring, the year before the spring you're living through, that really sets up the how great of a bloom you get in a given spring. And last year, people may recall, we had a very wet spring and good growing conditions really all summer in terms of shrubs and trees and plants of all kind. Trees put on tremendous growth last year. So I'm guessing that's partly why we're seeing such a dense bloom of some of these shrubs like pin cherries and choke cherries. And then, of course, there's all kinds of other things coming into bloom. I've seen tremendous carpets of gold thread this year, those pretty, just kind of shiny white blossoms of gold thread. They're close to the ground, just beautiful. Canada Mayflowers are blooming now. The bluebead lilies are starting to bloom. You know, it's just a lot of our most common wildflowers are really taking off right now in terms of blossoming, which is always fun to see. There's pink lady slippers in bloom. There are blueberries blooming. So we're kind of covering all the bases of the things that are out and have been greening up for a while. And some things are already shedding seed. So willows, cotton is already floating around and pretty prominent in some places. So yeah, things just keep speeding right along. And the other plant that I'm always anxious to see I haven't seen any that are really in full showy flower yet, but is the bunchberry. And the bunchberry have those big, beautiful white sepals that show off their tight cluster of little tiny flowers. So the big showy things are the sepals. They're not really the flowers, but that tiny cluster of little flowers in the middle is where all the action is. And you may recall that we've talked about, and I love this every year to think about this happening, is that those tiny little flowers of four petals, only about maybe a tenth of an inch long, they are closed tight and hold down the stamens, which are ready to spring into action once the flower is fully developed and mature, and a little insect comes along exploring, triggers those petals to pop open, and they pop open because they're holding down the stamens, and the stamens spring open, and there are little straps attached between the stamens and the anthers, and those straps spew the pollen up into the air at a force that's eight times what an astronaut experiences going into space.
Really?
Yes. There's a Canadian researcher who investigated this, who, like, apparently, like me, had always wondered why you never saw flowers partway open. You know, like other flowers, mm-hmm. we can easily see, oh, well, they're beginning to open, and then right. finally they're... But I looked and looked and looked for years, and I could never find one that was... It was either all closed or it was all open. And I had no idea why. I asked a lot of people, no answer. But then I happened to come across this research that this Canadian researcher, woman researcher, had done about this very thing, is what's going on in those little tiny flowers. So there's a lot going on there. It throws the pollen up to, you know, a couple, 3 meters into the air above the
sure,
plants.
Sure, get picked up by the wind. And...
So get picked up, yeah, and spew around into, you know, sometimes you see carpets of, mm-hmm. Oftentimes you see carpets of bunch berries, and so that way the pollen gets all mixed up over the group. So, yeah, it's a lot. So, good thing they don't go off with a big bang.
Oh, no, that's scary to death. Yeah.
Be deafening out there. Moose moving around, including the mothers now more with their calves, you know, moving away from their birthing, mm-hmm. kind of tighter birthing areas and out into the full range of wandering terrain. And of course, moose really focusing this time of year on aquatic plants that are beginning to come up. And boy, I've seen some, you know, with the way the water dropped pretty low, pretty quickly, and in the streams in particular, and small ponds and things warm, the water warmed up fast. Boy, a lot of aquatic vegetation already taken off pretty good. So there's good feeding for them. And this is an important period of the year for them to replenish the stores of minerals that they lose over the winter when they're exclusively feeding on woody vegetation. So they're out there mining those aquatic plants. This is also the time of year when bears are mating. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, don't get in the way.
No.
And I have not seen, I've seen evidence of bears, but I have not yet seen one, and I have not seen, including any cubs, but I know they're out and about.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm looking forward to crossing paths myself.
Chell Anderson regularly fills us in on current events in the woods. Thanks for bringing us up to date on early summer.
Sure.